Magic 106.3 Columbus is number one station for classic soul in today's R&B, home of the TJMS, Kim and It's You, Nia Noel. And tonight, Being Mary Jane will be back on BET 10 o'clock. Here is an exclusive preview of tonight's show.
Mary Jane, listen, okay? I know I really, really messed this up. I know.
Stop. Okay, just stop. We always do this. Every time, we always do this. And then it's over. And you go on about your life, and then there I am, left behind, waiting, hoping that you call me, or send me calla lilies, or show up at my house with chips and salsa. Now you keep saying, I'm the crazy person, but you're the one that plays mind games. David, I'm not some third wheel to help you get over the hump with your baby mama, and I'm not the side chick when your wife gives you lazy head. I'm not.
What?
Oh, it's going down tonight on Being Mary Jane, and I have a special guest on the show, Stephen Bishop, that plays David. Stephen, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Real excited to have you on the show. I can't lie. I've been glued to Being Mary Jane since the very first episode. I love your character. This whole storyline has me on edge, so I'm so happy to have you on the show today to talk about tonight's episode.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you for watching, and I'm really happy that you embrace it, and as has a lot of other people. It's such a humbling experience. It gets overwhelming at times, you know?
I can imagine. Your character and Mary Jane have this push and pull relationship, and you guys have been in and out of it for a while. And I got a sneak preview of tonight's show. And once again, you guys are lip locking for a little bit. What, I mean, have you ever had this type of relationship in your life where you've been back and forth with a certain lady?
I actually have. I actually have been in a relationship where it was similar to this one, where it was just back and forth. We couldn't get on the same page. We had a tremendous amount of love for each other, but we just couldn't seem to make it click at the right times, you know?
Has that made you be able to get into this role easier?
Yeah, I mean, I had some emotional history to draw from, so there were situations that it made easier for me to actually get into mentally, and some unresolved emotions that I had that helped with the acting of the scenes, that's for sure.
So in tonight's episodes, Mary Jane comes to you for a business hookup, pretty much. Like, she's wanting you to connect her with somebody. But it seems like in the preview that I saw that David is not really thinking about it.
He's got... You know, he only has a certain amount of tickets. He's really, at this point in their relationship, he's resigned himself to the fact that they're drifting apart, and he's with Anna, and their soon to be born child. And when he gets the call, I think he's happy to hear from her, but at the same time, he doesn't feel like he's going to go too far out of his way to make anything happen.
They've been at this for years, and I know you can't tell me due to confidentiality and everything, but are they ever going to get to that tipping point?
I will say that they do have some things to figure out.
To me, David is the one for Mary Jane, but I want to know, would you like David to end up with Mary Jane?
I personally would like to see them together. I think that on paper they're a fantastic couple, and I think their families together would create a very dynamic and powerful group. But, you know, like I said, people, just like in real life, people need to be able to get their ducks in a row, get themselves on the same page, and see eye to eye, especially if they're going to have any sort of long-lasting partnership.
So we already know that you guys have another season signed with BET. What are your hopes for David?
I hope they're together, but if they're not, I hope that David gets a chance to stick around.
Yes.
I obviously enjoy playing the character. I enjoy working with Gabrielle. And I just, you know, it's one of those situations, I think, where, the love of your life is not so easily let go of.
That is a true testament to real life. And I think a reason a lot of people like myself and other people are drawn to the show, because they see pieces of themselves or pieces of their life throughout the storyline. Now, whether it's you're the side piece or you've got the career, you've got the, you know, you're solid except for relationships. I feel like there's so many aspects of this show that people are drawn to, men and women. So I'd like to see definitely your character continue in it.
Yeah, well, hey, me and you both, so let's both write our letters to Mara Brock-Akil.
Yes.
And say, David must stay.
How did it come to term that you got this character?
Well, I had worked with Mara and Salim on both Girlfriends and The Game, so we had established a relationship, and they had... I had earned their trust as an actor, so they just actually offered me the role, and I, you know, as soon as I heard Mara's name, I jumped at the opportunity. She's such a creative and intelligently gifted writer and creator that anything she does, I'd love to be a part of. I was fortunate enough to get that offer.
Well, I had seen you on Girlfriends in the Game, so when you popped up on the show, I was like, I didn't know your name, but I knew your face, and I was like, oh, that guy. And once I knew you were going to be on the show, I did a little background, a little digging on you. There's not much information, but you used to be a professional baseball player?
I did. I played for Atlanta and Baltimore. I took a drama course in college, was when I got my first actual foray into the acting world, was a drama course. My professor gave me some advice that he thought that I could pursue doing it for a living, and knowing that I was going to be playing baseball, I pushed that to the side, but he reminded me about always needing to have a plan B.
Absolutely.
And as the evolution of my career, you know, started happening, it became more and more real in my mind that was going to be something I was going to do. And then when I got released by Baltimore, it just was a chain reaction in my head. God started talking to me and told me it was time. And so I packed all my stuff, rented a car, and drove to L.A., and that's how it happened.
Really appreciate you coming in on the show, chatting it up with me. Do not forget, tonight, a brand new episode of Being Mary Jane. I'll be there with my wine and popcorn. Showtime is 10 p.m. on BET. Steven, I would love to have you back on the show later in the season, because I know more juice is going to unfold between you, Mary Jane, the relationship, the whole dynamic. And I appreciate you taking some time to be on the show today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. And I'd love to come back. So whenever we're ready to get an update, just let me know and we'll make it happen.
That's what I'm talking about. The inside track right here on the Neanda Wells Show. All right. 2 o'clock hours just around the corner. Get your request in. 821-1063. Anita Baker's next.